How are you feeling about graduation?
I'm ready to graduate. It's pretty exciting.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm ready to get out and go to college.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Ian.
You know, doing the senior spotlight interviews were a lot of fun.
They were. It was really interesting to be able to talk to all the different kids and what they had planned, what they didn't have planned, and just the fun unknown of graduating from high school.
You know, interesting fact, that senior class was actually the freshman class when I graduated.
I bet that makes you feel old, huh?
You have no idea.
Welcome to adulthood.
I'd rather not, but it was interesting to see what they had to say. Do you remember what you had to say when you were in high school?
What I thought I would do could fill a book.
That's right, Valdez. It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. If you're a regular listener, you know we've been featuring two Valdez High School seniors daily during Senior Spotlights. We will continue airing interviews each day through the end of the month, and we'll put them all together in a one-hour program as well. We hope you enjoy the graduates' plans, aspirations, and words of wisdom. It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what seniors of Valdez High have to say about their future.
Our next senior into the spotlight, Preston Fyferick. Excited about graduation, Preston?
Oh, of course.
And do you feel prepared?
Oh, no.
Now, academically, socially?
I feel like I'm going to finish off the semester well, and going on to college, I'll be able to make that adjustment. Socially, and just kind of getting ready for like the mindset of I'm no longer in high school, that's going to take a little bit.
What are your plans following graduation?
I'm going to work here in the summer, you know, just hang out and fish. And then in late July, I'm going to head down to Minnesota and play football at the University of Minnesota in Morris.
Sports has been a big part of your high school career. What has that given you as a person?
It's given me more motivation to stay up on my academics. You know, something I can always fall back on and something to keep my mind going. You know, a form of stress relief and just a way to have fun.
And as a young kid doing officiating for youth sports and such, what has that done for you?
You know, understand management and know how to manage a game and, you know, just take that and apply it to other things in life. Teaching me teamwork with my other officials and just memorizing all the rules and regulations and all the form of all the calls and the techniques of what to do and teach me how to improvise when I need to and, you know, make decisions on the fly. So
you've actually had some great success with that, more so than most high school kids. You reach kind of a high level. Is that something you want to continue?
Definitely. You know, I'm in a convenient position. One of the coaches on the staff is an official as well, so I'll be able to connect through there. So, I mean, I've kept track. I've officiated over 300 games in the last 6 years. I mean, it's a personal accomplishment too, and I get to have fun, get to hang out with a lot of people, and you know, it's a good structure for me.
Long term, what do you want to be?
I'm going to double major in history and biology and go on to teach both of those, more likely.
In Alaska, outside Alaska, what are your long term?
Hopefully in Alaska. I'm hoping to come back home because, I mean, you can't beat Alaska.
Any advice for young kids?
I hardcore procrastinate on a lot of things. I would recommend not doing that. Make sure you manage your time well, and that way, you know, you can screw off and play Xbox or something like that. You just have to make sure you have time set aside to accomplish what needs to be done.
We hope you enjoy listening to the senior class of 2016. Thanks to the sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennabell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.